Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. My name is Monique. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to apply for unemployment.
Give me one second, please. Can I have your social?
417-27-7554.
417-27-7551. 4754. Give me one. 417-27-7554. Can I have your first and last name?
Ingrid Allen.
Your date of birth?
7/11/85.
Your mother's maiden name?
Matthews.
Matthews?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me one second. You say you would like to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am. I've had one claim before, so I didn't know if I would have to do a new one or y'all reopen the one that I already had or.
Yes, ma'am. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing? Or understand the English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
Girl, English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Mentally, yeah. Because I draw something from that, but that's it.
So you do consider yourself disabled?
I don't, baby. I can work.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I never have.
You said no, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
Ma'am.
Driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Could I have your number, please? Your driver's license number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 721-2718.
You said
721-2718.
If you are approved, okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into.
I still have my card from the last time. Can I use it?
Yes, ma'am. You should be able to still use that one. So I'm just going to put the benefits card on here. Just because you
do
said.
Do I need to get you the number for it, or is it already in your system?
It should already come automatically to that card. I'm not for sure. But it should come to that card. Back to the card that you. Card that you already have.
I can get the card number you need to whatnot.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I still got the app and everything.
Because it wouldn't be direct deposit because it's not really a bank. It's the benefits card. So I'm pretty sure that it still will have. It still come to this to that card, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I need to put down a bank or my bank in case or?
Do you have a bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you want give me that route? Would you want to give me that routing and direct routing and bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. I will. Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
y'all take Vero, right?
Ma'am.
Vero? They call it Vero?
I'm not for sure. Give me one second. I'm not going to tell you no lie. I'm going to check my listing out right here. One second. One second. The only banks we only accept like Regions, Wells Fargo, PNC, Bank of America. We don't accept Bank Corp, Green Dot, MetaBank, or Chime, Cash App, or Sunny Bank. So is your bank like real bank?
Oh, okay. It has to be like
a real bank. Yes, ma'am. A real bank. So do you have that, or do you just have, you want to just use the benefits card?
No, ma'am, I don't. I just got the big card.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I just put it down I just have it for the benefits card. I just have you down for that. One second. Can I have your mailing address?
Yes, it's 405 Harris, Harris Street.
Your city?
Jacksonville, Alabama.
Zip code?
36265.
Okay. Is your residence different or above mailing address?
Listen, I get my mail here, isn't it? Same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
One second. Can I have your telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 256.
Yes, ma'am.
225-7660.
I want to verify your address. You say it's 405 Harrison Street, Jacksonville, Alabama, 36265.
Yes, ma'am. It's Harris, Harris.
Harris Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I put you a brief hold real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked generated questions. Which of the following address have you ever been associated with? 1090 Emlyn Valley Lane, 1305 County Road 424, 2132 Thomas Avenue, or 261 East Castlewood Drive, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Did you say 2132 Thomas Avenue?
2132 Thomas Avenue, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following cities has a current or former associated to you? Anniston, Phoenix City, Dothan, or Alabama, or Auburn, or none of the above?
Anniston.
Which of the following actress, you said it was Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following actress have you ever been associated with? 1141 First Avenue, 1340 Oxford Avenue, 2328 Lee Road, 379, or 2621 South View Place, or you have never been associated with any of the addresses?
No.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used for this address? 5305 Court Q, Knob Hill Drive, North Turtle, Pond Square, Wattsville Drive, or all of the above?
That I've never used.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address?
The first one you said, the 50-something-something.
5305 Court Q.
Yes, ma'am.
Which month was Darren Sherbert born in?
May.
Was it March, May, August, October, or none of the above, or you're not familiar with this person? I know you answered it, but I just had to go and tell you the
list.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I got it last year, so yes, ma'am, I guess.
In another state within the last 12 months?
Oh, no.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What now?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
It's just called TRA in our system. I'm not for sure what the whole thing is spelled out to be, but I have to ask you, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I don't know, ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA? Is that, ma'am?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hello, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Am I filing for what now?
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
What's that?
Disaster Unemployment Assistance.
And what is that? I don't know what that is.
So, yes or no?
Yes.
You are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
Well, I'm asking, what is that? I don't know what that is.
DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance.
I understand. I'm saying, but what does it involve?
I'm not for sure, ma'am. It's a Disaster Unemployment Assistance. I'm asking, are you filing for DUA? Disaster Unemployment Assistance. Yes or no? I have to ask you these questions.
Yes.
You are applying for Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
I'm applying for unemployment. I don't know.
So you're not applying for DUA. What's the last day you worked?
I'm going to say it was October 28th.
October
of last year.
28th. Yeah. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. The only reason I haven't been able to work really because I have been sick with COVID.
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I was working for, I guess you say it's like self-employed. I was doing DoorDash.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the question one more time. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Myself.
What is your business?
It's a gig. I was driving, delivering for DoorDash.
Are you currently working on a sole basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Between 20 and 50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
10.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
Gig driver.
What was your job title?
Freelancer.
Could you repeat that?
Freelancer.
Freeze?
Yes, ma'am. FreeLancer. Gig driver.
Let me read. Yes, could you respell that?
Yes, ma'am. It's FreeE.
FreeE?
Uh-huh. LAN.
LAN CER. LANCER. Okay. Let me see. Let me see that. Okay, I got that right there. Are you working in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? My bad.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your recent employer?
That was my most recent. Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I'm saying, like, you know, for your unemployment, what was your most recent, what is the job that you're applying for unemployment?
Oh, I would like to do a warehouse.
No, ma'am, I'm saying, what job are you filing for unemployment?
Oh, okay, the DoorDash, and also when I worked, I worked at this warehouse called Intiva.
Okay, I see that on here. You said Intiva, I'm going to select that one.
Okay.
Do you have their telephone number?
It's 256-413-4000.
4000.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your start date?
March of 21.
What was your last day you worked?
Ma'am?
What was the last day you worked?
October 17th. That was almost like a week or so apart. October 17th of last year.
Okay. In what city and state was your work performed in?
Gadsden, Alabama.
Gadsden?
Yes, ma'am.
G-A-S-T-O-N?
G-A-D-S-D-T-N.
Can you repeat that? Could you repeat that?
Oh, G-A-D.
G-A-B.
D as in dog.
G-A-D?
Uh-huh. G-A-D-S-D-E-N.
G-A-D-S-D-E-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
I had caught COVID.
Did you quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
They discharged me.
Okay. What is the specific reason you are no longer working?
COVID. I mean, I got doctor's notes and stuff. I'm COVID.
Are you filing for COVID? Are you filing for you not working for COVID?
Yes, ma'am.
We don't do that anymore, ma'am. We just do the Alabama unemployment claims line. We don't do COVID, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine, but that's the reason that they had let me go. Because I was in and out the hospital,
Yes, ma'am, but we don't file claims for unemployment anymore.
I mean, that's fine. Just my unemployment period. I mean, unemployment period.
Who terminated you?
Ma'am.
Who terminated you?
Miss Joy.
What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I tried to work out something with her because I righteously didn't know that I was gonna be sick like that, you know. But she just explained to me that they was already shorthanded and stuff, and they had people that were trying to get in. So, I tried to. But you can't control when you're sick and stuff, so,
I'm going to give you a temporary pin. Are you ready for that?
Yes, ma'am.
5485.
5485, okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Unemployment Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for direction of unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or on the internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mrs. Allen, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I
do. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.